Welcome to Imprint, a podcast about creating a home and life you love. I'm Natalie Walton, an interior designer, stylist, and best-selling author focused on an holistic approach to homes. Each week, I'm sharing insights and interviews about the creative process to help you enhance both your interiors and well-being, as well as provide you with the tools and resources to make considered and sustainable choices with all that you create. Every result that I've got in my life, from learning how to style to creating books and growing an interiors business, has begun with making a decision. And the decision that I've made has been the same one every time. It's been to take action. Today, I want you to take action. I want you to step towards the home and life you really want. And I'm going to share how I've done it. I want you to know that you're not alone. You're here for a reason. That whisper that you have within you to do something more creative with your life, it's there for a reason. And I'm going to share in today's episode how I learned to listen to that whisper and the lessons that I've learned since then. How they've helped my life expand in ways I didn't even know was possible. And how good that feels to know that I'm honoring myself, my true self. So before we start today's conversation, I want you to know that you have an opportunity right now to connect with your creative self. Enrollments for the Styling Masterclass are open for only a few more days. And in this course, you will learn not only how to transform your home, but how to connect with that creative side of yourself and explore new possibilities for your work and life. If what I share today resonates and you'd like it to, then I would really love you to come join the Styling Masterclass. You can enroll right now at nataliewalton.com/the Styling Masterclass, because I'm waiting there for you to help you create a beautiful home with clarity and confidence. And I'm ready to help guide you on your creative journey. It's one of the most rewarding journeys that you can take. And I am so excited to help you on and begin that process, because it will just expand the possibilities of your life. As I said, you can join via nataliewalton.com/the Styling Masterclass, or I've also added a link in the show notes. So I'm really looking forward to seeing you in the Styling Masterclass. Now, let's get on to today's episode. Welcome to a new week, something a little different for you. My goal is to help you create a home that you love, that you really love. And I really want you to know how powerful this can be. So every day this week, I'm going to be sharing a key idea to help you make progress on your journey. And today is going to be a bumper episode, because I'm going to pull back the curtain on the biggest lessons I've learned to be able to walk into any space and know exactly what to do to transform it instantly. And this has nothing to do with going out and spending money to make improvements, or not needing to go and make structural changes or engage an architect or a builder or anyone like that. It's about knowing how to edit spaces, to take out the elements that really aren't serving your space or you. And it's about knowing what will create maximum impact. It's about knowing what to place where, how to group certain objects, and also when you need to create breathing space so that the space doesn't feel overwhelming. It's also about introducing visual threads to make the whole space feel more cohesive. Learning these skills has really changed my life. And I want you to think of what it could do for you. What would you love to do if you could learn these skills? Styling has helped me grow a career as an interior stylist for magazines and brands. It's helped me travel the world and style people's homes for my books. And it's also helped me grow my own homewares brand, which is Imprint House, as well as grow a thriving consulting business to clients at all different stages of their projects. So today I'm going to share my styling secrets with you, because if you'd like to do any of these things in your life or explore your creativity, then I really believe that styling is the best place to start. So the first secret to my styling success is that I know how to make a decision. And I know that everything that I have in my life has begun with making a decision. The first and most important one that I had to make on this journey that I've been on was to make a decision to ask my editor at the magazine, Real Living Magazine, where I was working as a deputy editor at the time. I was working more as a writer, a sort of editor for the copy, all of those kind of things, more in the writing and production side of the magazine. And I had this creativity within me. I loved my home. I was always working on projects around the home, always painting furniture, you know, painting rooms, painting anything that didn't move. I loved, you know, arranging my home and making it as beautiful as I could on a very, very limited budget. And I had to make a decision, and I made one, to go and ask the editor if I could style one of the features for the magazine. Now, that was a really hard thing to do, but making that decision changed everything. With that one decision, my life really changed. And I really encourage you to think about a decision that you could make today to move a step closer to the life that you really want. There are so many decisions that I've made since that day that have, you know, propelled me and moved me forward on my journey. Because knowing how to make a decision and not just, you know, being in indecision. You know, when you're in indecision, that is when you sort of, you're thinking about it, but you're not sure if you should, and you're going backwards and forwards, and maybe you're doing a little bit of research on the internet, and you're sort of thinking, well, you know, you're just kind of stuck in this limbo land. And that is the opposite of making a decision, when you are just, you're not making any progress, and you're basically just going around and around in circles. And to be really honest, that's kind of what happened to me before I made the decision to go and ask Deb to style that photo shoot. Because up until that point, I was kind of going around and around circles. I had this little whisper within, but I was just, you know, not sure. And I thought, but, you know, I'm not a stylist, and I haven't done this before, and I don't even really know what to do. And, you know, all of these doubts kind of kept coming up into my mind. But ultimately, it was when I made a decision that I was going to go and speak to Deb, that is when everything changed, because that took me on a course of action that then began the journey of becoming somebody who was going to try, and I was going to try and do the things that were important to me. So that key moment of making a decision was everything. And since then, you know, I've made countless decisions, a decision to reach out to homeowners to style their homes for, I had an editorial content agency with photographer Chris Warnes called Warnes and Walton. And we had all the homes that we featured for magazines featured all around the world. We got an editor in Milan. They had a content agency, and they wanted us to be represented by them. And, you know, our work went everywhere. And, you know, I had to make a decision to go and contact the publisher. Now, you can imagine that I had had that going around and around in my head for so long. Am I going to do a book? What is it going to be? You know, can I do this? Is it going to be successful? What do I need to do? What's involved? All these questions. But when you live in that world of just questioning or thinking about it, but not actually doing anything about it, well, you're never going to get a result. But as soon as I made a decision to contact the publisher, then I went on this journey that became creating a book, and it became becoming a best-selling author. Now, none of that would have been possible if I hadn't made a decision that I'm not just going to keep thinking about contacting a publisher, but I'm actually going to do it. Every success has begun with making a decision. And so, as I said, I really encourage you to think about a decision that you can make today to move a step closer to the life that you really want. Of course, I believe that one of the best ways that you can do that, if you love interiors and if you really love creating spaces and you want to learn to do it better, you want to learn, you know, the best way to go about it and all of the things that I have learned the hard way over the years, but you want to know how to bring all of those elements together into a space. If you want to know, be able to step into any room, any home, any space and know with confidence, I know exactly what I'm going to do right now. I know what needs to go. I know what I need to bring in. I know how I need to arrange these things. You know, if they're the things that you want to learn, then I think the best decision that you can make today is to join the Styling Masterclass, because it will teach you all of that and so much more, because that's just half of the story. As I mentioned earlier, enrollments are open right now and they're only going to be open for a few more days. So don't miss this opportunity. I really don't want you to miss out on this new and exciting chapter that you can begin. Now, the second secret to my styling success has been my willingness to try, even when I have doubts. Of course, I can go into, you know, different scenarios, different spaces, different things, situations. And of course, you know, there will be times where doubts start to surface in my mind. You know, I am human. We're all human. And that is just part of the process of the way that our brains work. The brain wants to keep us safe and, you know, it likes to just, you know, fill our mind with negative thoughts and all of these things to try and keep ourselves safe. And sometimes, you know, it can feel like it's a doubt monster. You know, it just kind of has this chatter in our head about all of the reasons why something is not going to work, or the way that you're feeling. Oh, I feel too tired. I feel, you know, I don't feel like I'm in the right mood or whatever. You know, there's all of these things that can come up. Well, you know, the reason that I have been able to go in and get the results that I've had with styling and have my work featured all around the world and get clients and grow a business, all of that is because I have a willingness to try, even when I don't want to. You know, even on those days where I think, oh, I just really don't feel like doing this today, I show up, you know, and I give it my best shot, because I know that really when you break it down, I just know that it's a process. And even on those shoots where it is more of a challenge, I just say to myself, okay, what's the first thing that I can do to make this better? Okay, what am I going to remove? What am I going to take out of this space? There's a whole process that I go through so that I know how I can make this space better. And so having this willingness to try, even when I don't always want to, that has been key to my success in terms of being able to get the results that I want when it comes to styling homes and any result that I have, you know, in my work and in my life. The third secret that has been integral to my success is my willingness to fail, which kind of goes hand in hand with my willingness to try, you know, even when I don't want to. So what does it mean to have a willingness to fail? This means that, you know, I treat everything as a learning opportunity, and I don't look at fear as being a bad thing. I used to, you know, fear what people would think of me or say or do. And now, well, I don't really care, but also now I know that people aren't actually thinking about me the way that I used to think that people were thinking about me. I mean, it sounds so narcissistic to say that, but I think we all have worries about, you know, oh, well, what will people think if I sort of if, you know, I'm trying to sort of do something that's creative, because I come from, you know, a family that was, you know, quite traditional. It wasn't a creative family. And to sort of to go on this career path that didn't seem like it was a sort of 9 to 5 cut and dry, like you do this thing and you get this result. And it was a very different kind of world to the world that I'd grown up with. So I, you know, I had all sorts of fear about that, about my willingness to step into this kind of more sort of creative and in some ways what I thought was uncertain. But now I have a completely different viewpoint on that, because I mean, even, you know, yesterday my husband and I were talking about it. And of course, when you are a freelancer or you have your own business, you know, of course there are challenges. But if you are employed by someone else, you know, and when we look at what's happening in the world now and the economy and, you know, what's happening, all the talk of recession and all of these things, really everything that is happening to you, you are completely at the, you know, at the sort of the behest of someone else in terms of, you know, if they decide, nope, we've got to cut jobs or we've got to cut numbers or we've got to lose staff or whatever, then that's it. You have no control over that situation. But when you have your own business, there are so many things that you can do. You can think, okay, well, we're going to try this approach now, or we're going to try this strategy, or, you know, we're going to try and reach out to these types of clients or whatever it is. Like there are so many different things that you can do. But if you lose your job, well, that's it. You've lost your job. And then you go into a marketplace where you're out there with other people who are also trying to find jobs, particularly if the market is struggling and, you know, more and more people are starting to lose jobs. So, you know, it's, there's a whole cycle that relates to that. And this, for me, my willingness to fail is, it's really about me sort of knowing that, you know, I've just got to go out there and treat everything as a learning opportunity and just focus on one step in front of me. And, you know, when it comes to creating this podcast, it's like, okay, I know what I need to do. I need to just write the outline. I need to go and get the equipment from its spot, you know, and when I record these podcasts, you know, I really think about you. You know, I think about you that we're sitting there having a conversation, you know, having a cup of coffee or a chai or whatever it is. And, you know, I'm sharing with you in a very honest and open way, in a very vulnerable way, you know, the true lessons that I have learned on my own journey. And I'm really think about you in terms of you're where I was, you know, a few years ago. And when in some weird kind of way, when I talk to you, you know, I'm thinking about the person that I was and the place that I was in and, you know, feeling that fear. And now I know that, you know, I don't have to live in fear. And I can just, you know, it's fine to fail. You know, you just try, you just keep going forward, you keep moving, you just keep showing up and being consistent, and you will get results when you show up and you just keep trying and keep going forward. My fourth secret to success is to always be learning and be curious. And the key to this is to do it without judgment. As I said, you know, in the past, I've been very easy and quick to criticize myself or worry about what I think other people are thinking or any of those kind of things. But really, you know, I'm just really curious about what happens if I do this in a space, or what happens if I share my work on Instagram, or what happens if, you know, I choose to offer my services for consultations. You know, it's really just being curious about that, but it's not about judging myself about the result of it, because curiosity is actually such a powerful way to learn. And when we're curious, we experiment and we engage with the process. And so, you know, this idea applies as much to creating a room as it does to, you know, creating a business or creating the life that you want. So really being curious and open to learning and doing it in a way that, you know, if you try something and you style a space or you style your home or you share a photo of a space that you've styled and, you know, maybe it doesn't resonate with other people for whatever reason. You know, not to be harsh with yourself and kind of just look at it like, oh, that's interesting. That one didn't resonate. I wonder why that is. And so then kind of going, okay, well, I'll just try something different next time. And you try something different. And if that resonates, going, that's interesting. That one really resonated. And really kind of looking at why it might have resonated and what was the difference between the two. And really having that curiosity about it. The fifth secret to my styling success has been a commitment to excellence. Now, when I say this, I'm not talking about perfection. And perfectionism was something that had a firm grip on me and my life for too long, really. And I would get caught up in my home had to be perfect, or what I did had to be perfect. And look, you know, if I'm being really honest, this it's still on the fringes there a little bit sometimes. But instead, I really try and focus on excellence. And what I mean by that is to know that I've really tried my hardest. I've really put my best effort in. And what happens beyond that? Well, that's in many ways beyond my control. But to just know that I've really tried, that is the most important thing. And this is something that I say to the students in the Styling Masterclass, that when you look at what you've created within your spaces, you know, when you've styled a space, when you've brought everything together, have a look at it and really ask yourself, is this the best that it can be? And really be honest with yourself. Really look at the space that you have styled and ask yourself that question. Now, this is not about making it perfect, but it's about really, you know, getting analytical and looking at it and knowing within yourself, like, can I do something to make this better? And of course, if you can see that you can do a change, and by all means do that, because obviously you will get a better result. But really pursuing a level of excellence, but not getting caught up in perfection. Because what happens is if you're trying to make it perfect, you will just keep going over and over and over the same thing, and you won't actually make any progress. You make progress when you actually try and make it the best that you can be, and then let go and go, okay, I've tried my best. Now it's time to move on to the next thing. Because otherwise, you won't actually learn. You'll just keep going around in circles. But when you move on to the next thing, you try that thing again, or you try something else, that's actually when you start to learn. When you keep moving forward, you keep taking those steps, you keep going through the exercises or through, you know, the process that I share within the course. You know, if you're a student, like, that's why you got to keep moving through the program. You got to keep moving through the exercises, because that's when you're going to get results, not when you get caught up on, you know, trying to be perfect with one project. You're not going to learn if you do that. You learn when you actually keep doing, keep creating. And, you know, if even if this is within your own home, you know, that's why you got to be consistent and just always trying to make improvements, but don't get caught up in it. Just be consistent. Now, the sixth secret to my styling success has really been about connecting with my gift. And for a long time, didn't think I had a gift. And I've now come to know that we all do. We all have something within us that has been given to us for a reason. And I now truly believe that if I can help one person with my gift, then I should. You know, I have been given this gift of seeing spaces, of really having a very strong connection with them, of understanding how important our homes are within our lives. And I feel it's really important to connect with that and explore it and go on this journey. You know, that has been given to me for a reason. Now, as I said, for many, many years, I really didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I wasn't really good at drawing or art in the traditional sense, but I knew that I had some sort of creativity, but I didn't really know what it was. And I also knew that I loved my, you know, even when I was a teenager, like I loved my bedroom. And when I was at university, like my spaces were always really important to me. And I didn't really know, though, what I could do with this, how this could be something more than a hobby. And so I thought, well, you know, this is just a hobby. But when I made that decision that I mentioned earlier to put up my hand to style for the magazine, that was when a whole new world opened up to me. And that was when I really learned to connect with my gift. And it was a slow journey in terms of understanding that this was a gift, but I've learned so much in that process, because what it's helped me to realize is that, you know, we connect with our spaces for a reason, and our homes are important to us for a reason. And we can put all sorts of things in our way to stop us connecting with that. But I now know that actually stepping forward and into what that is for me, and really connecting with it in the way that is true to me as well, you know, the way that I create spaces is very different to the way other people create spaces. And the way that I approach it is from a really authentic, wholehearted point of view. Because there are some people, the way that, you know, they create spaces, it's about going out and going and buying, like, what's the thing that's trending right now? Or, you know, what's the thing? Like, it's going and buying stuff. And it's about creating a look, you know, copying other people's looks. Or it's about, you know, even in terms of, you know, the way that some other people teach how to style, you know, it's about trying to teach other people their style. And I see this all the time. There's this whole kind of group of people who are creating, I'm not going to say the word because that will give it away. And those of you who know will know. But, you know, everyone's creating basically exactly the same look. And that's not what I'm interested in. I know that there is a way that you can create interiors, a way that you can do it, that it's actually about sharing what's most important to you. So whether you actually like spaces that are more minimal and stripped back, or maybe you like maximalism and you like layer or you like color, there is a way to understand how you can apply certain ideas and principles and the framework that I teach. You can apply that to any home and any style, and, you know, with whatever budget that you're on, you know. So it's not about that you have to have, you know, certain budgets, or you have to go and buy certain things, or that you have to have a certain look. It's not about that. The framework that I teach is really about how you can connect with your style and how you can connect with your signature story, and how you can, you know, create spaces in a visual storytelling way that is really a powerful way to enhance your experience in your home. But also, if you have clients, or if you have, you know, people that you're creating for, that you can do it in a way that really connects with them and helps them with their spaces too. Now, as I said, I really believe that you're here today for a reason. You're listening to this podcast for a reason. And now it's time for you to make a decision. It's time for you to make a decision for the life that you really want. And it's time for you to take an opportunity that is right in front of you. I want to remind you that this is your last chance to join the Styling Masterclass. The doors are closing in just a couple of days. And next year, I haven't shared this before, but the price is going to double, because what I share in this course is a roadmap to not only creating a beautiful home, but it's a roadmap to creating a life that's authentic and beautiful and meaningful and fun and exciting. And it's how you can use that part of you, the part that you have within you that feels this feeling of wanting to connect with your creativity. It is how you can take that feeling and how you can transfer that into your home and into your work and into your life. And this is a really powerful way to have a life that you truly love. So I would really love for you to come and join me, and I'm here and ready for you. All you have to do is go to nataliewalton.com/thestylingmasterclass, and I'm ready and waiting and so excited to help you connect with your creativity and begin to not only transform your home, but to really transform your life and what's possible for you. So I look forward to meeting you inside the Styling Masterclass. All of the links and info for this episode are at nataliewalton.com/podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can get a direct download of the latest episode. And I really appreciate when you take a minute to rate and review, as well as share the love with someone you know who might benefit from this episode, or on social media. If you'd like to access a range of free resources, come visit my website, nataliewalton.com. Thank you to Jaeger Media for producing this podcast. And I would also like to acknowledge the people of the Bundjalung Nation where it was recorded, and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I look forward to connecting again soon. I'm Natalie Walton, and you've been listening to Imprint.